Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Pastor Matt Wolfington.
I'm glad that y'all are joining us this morning on Christmas morning, and wherever you are, Merry Christmas in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All month long, we've been talking about this idea of the characteristics of being faithful, and this morning it culminates in everything that we've been talking about. For today, in the city of David, is born for you a Savior, and He is Christ the Lord. And so, for us, and for you, and for all of eternity, what we need to talk about today is this idea of faithfulness that God has made through Jesus Christ for us, because it's in Him that we have all of our joy and that we have all of our hope, and the whole reason that we have this idea of celebrating Christmas. So I'm going to pray for us as we continue to worship. I'm going to pray for you and for your families. You might be at home, you might be at your workplace, you might be driving in a car, wherever you are, and maybe not even on Christmas morning, but this prayer is for all of us as we follow Christ the Savior. Let's pray. Lord God, we are so thankful that for this day, we do get to celebrate our Lord and Savior. Lord, that for you, Lord. This morning, as we continue to celebrate and worship, the offering that we are taking up for today goes to a lot of our Christmas mission projects, one of those being the bucket ministry, where we send water filter buckets around the world. Each one of those buckets filters 1 million gallons of water for a family over the lifetime of that bucket. And with that, those cost $75 each. And so whatever we collect is going to go towards that. And so we hope that you will give generously as those go out to places in Africa, in Central America and South America and other places. So as you do, I want to pray for you and your finances. I always believe that God, He's concerned about everything that we are concerned about. And I know at Christmas, money can be tight. Sometimes it's tight year-round for all of us. And so I want to pray for that for you today. Lord God, as we give today, Lord, I pray that you would see the heart of the giver. Lord, it's not the amount for most people. Lord, it's the heart in which we give it. And so, Lord, show us how you want to use us, not just our bodies and volunteer and ministry, not just our words as we speak to others about your love and your mercy and your grace, your joy and your peace here at Christmas, but Father, also our finances and our resources that we have available to us to make a difference in the world for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. So we have been talking for several weeks about what Advent meant and that it was a time of waiting, and now it's finally Christmas morning and the waiting is over. So today we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And there's just so many amazing things that surround this story about Jesus' birth. We talked about how Isaiah was a prophet hundreds of years before Jesus was born, and he wrote about Jesus coming, and he said in Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." The book of Luke tells us about how an angel appeared to Mary and let her know that she would have a child. Then the book of Matthew tells us that an angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary was going to be having a baby that would be the Son of God. So many amazing things were happening, but there was also a lot of things that probably didn't go quite as planned. I'm sure that Mary and Joseph weren't counting on having to travel on a donkey because of a census. I'm sure that Mary probably wasn't planning on having to sleep in a building with a bunch of animals, and I'm sure she certainly wasn't planning on having a baby there and having to put him in a manger where animals would eat. This is kind of how life goes. We expect things to go a certain way, and we get really excited about it. And then sometimes there's some disappointments surrounding them. Maybe this Christmas morning you didn't get to celebrate with a family member that you wanted to be there. Maybe you didn't get a toy that you wanted from Santa or from your parents. Maybe you did get everything you wanted and it turned out that it just wasn't quite what you thought it was going to be.
sometimes the letdown that happens around big events can really be disheartening to us because we get so excited about what's coming. But after Jesus was born, there was one more appearance by the angels. And in Luke 2, 8 through 11, it was foretold, it said, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah and the Lord." Now, something about shepherds is they weren't very special people. They were very ordinary guys and maybe not even very well thought of guys back during this time period. And so here are a bunch of ordinary guys just doing their job, just keeping their sheep, and all of a sudden, angels of the Lord are appearing to them. They were the ones that the angels came and told about the birth of a king, about the birth of a savior, about the birth of Jesus. And that is how God works, and we've seen him work that way in the Bible over and over, and we've seen him work that way in our lives. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Besides seeing the angels and getting to go be the first ones to visit baby Jesus, the angels also went out and told everyone about him. Everyone they saw on the way, everyone they saw afterwards, they told about the birth of our Savior. And that's what we get to do as well in our lives. So even when the trees are put away, when the lights are put up, when the presents have lost their new luster, when the batteries are dying in new toys, God is still there. He's still our Savior, and he's still using us every day. When the family leaves, when you go back to work, when you go back to school, you need to remember that we're used every day as ordinary people to help spread the good news of Jesus. He's still our Savior, and he's still doing amazing things for us. Mary said when she first found out she was pregnant, "The Mighty One has done great things for me," and God is doing great things for us every single day.
So I have this one question for you today on this Christmas morning is, what gift did you ask the Lord for today? What was the gift of God that you asked not to be in your Christmas tree, but to be in your heart and to be in your mind today? That idea of what's coming for Christmas needs to be what comes every day to us. If you would like the sermon notes for today, then you can certainly text notes to this phone number that's displayed right now. You can get those so you can look at them now or later. And for all of us, I hope that we come back to some of these a little bit time and time again to look at these scriptures and to look at these ideas that we're going to talk about today. Because the whole thing that we've been talking about this last month, this idea of being faithful, really is, as I've already said, the culmination of God being faithful to us in the birth of Christ. He wanting to reconcile himself to us in so many ways where we would have a personal relationship with him. And so Romans 1:11, it says this. It says, "For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you that you may be established." And for us, when we want to make changes in our life, when we want to make changes in our family, when we want to make changes in the world, we need resources to do that. We need resources all the time for every part of our life, and Christmas is a day that provides the greatest gift that's a resource for us to transform not only our lives, but the lives of so many people around us. If you want to leave a faith-filled legacy, then you need the gifts of Christ. You need the only gifts that the Holy Spirit is only able to give us. Nothing that you can buy at any store or any online marketplace is going to give you the resources or the gift to be able to make the transformation in your life and in the life of your family for any amount of time that's going to make any amount of difference. If you want to leave a lifelong legacy, if you want to leave an eternal legacy that God has been telling us about all throughout the scriptures, that he fulfilled in Christ Jesus, not just in his birth, but in his death and his resurrection, then you need this gift of eternal life. and for what Scripture says about this gift, about how we rejoice and what we are joyful about, it really isn't about the gifts under the Christmas tree. Matter of fact, when Paul and other people that were following Christ were talking about these gifts, even Jesus himself said, don't rejoice in the gift of this power that I've given you in the Holy Spirit. Rejoice in your salvation. So all of us, yes, I am so excited about the gifts that I have received and the ones that are still to come when I see friends and family today, but it is really the gift that we should boast in. I mean, really, that we should be proud of, that we should be joyful about, that we should rejoice in, is the gift of salvation that is brought to us in Jesus Christ. And so, really, no matter where you are today, no matter what your emotions are, whether it's a great day or whether this is a hard day, it really is a day that you still can rejoice. It's a day that you can be joyful in the fact that you have received salvation in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know that you have, if maybe you have never made that proclamation, that declaration in your life, if you never asked Jesus into your heart and into your life, then there's no better time than right now. So I encourage you to do that, to prayerfully bow down before him, just like the Magi did, just like the shepherds did, and ask for him to be in your life. And maybe not just to be new in your life, but maybe to renewing in your life. Luke 10:20 says this, finally, when you rejoice in Christ Jesus, in his hope, in his grace, in his mercy, because one day, and the day is coming, that God will make everything right in your life. No matter what it is today, no matter if you got that gift that you wanted or you didn't, no matter if you're with your family or with your not, no matter who you're missing or who you're embracing, he will make all things new. And I want you to be in that crowd with me in heaven for all of eternity. Because no matter what, no matter where, I encourage you, remind everybody that's around you or whoever you're going to be with today, remind them of the joy that has been set before us, the good news that is for all people. Your friends, even with those gifts that you give them, remind them of the greatest gift. Remind them of the baby in the manger. Remind them of why we have this day, why we have this hope, and why we have this joy.